This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimede with the news, the headlines first. National Labour and Employment Conference starts in Kathmandu. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says private sector's role vital in creating employment opportunities within Nepal. Road section under Kali Gandaki corridor expanded and upgraded with the objective of being a land link connecting China and India. And a senior U.S. State Department official says Ukraine is ready to move forward on talks for ceasefire with Russia. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that the private sector's role is vital in creating employment opportunities within Nepal. Speaking during the inauguration of the National Labour and Employment Conference 2081 Bikram Samvat today, Prime Minister Oli highlighted the government's efforts to promote entrepreneurship and achieve the national vision of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali, stressing that the private sector's contribution was crucial. Prime Minister Oli noted that without domestic job creation, reliance on foreign labour markets would hinder economic growth, urging the use of science and technology to boost production and productivity. He also called for developing skilled manpower to compete globally and maximize local employment. The event saw agreement signed between the National Skill Development Academy and employer companies, as well as between the Ministry of Labour and Employment and the Swiss Agency to expand the Integrated Labour Market Information System under the Prime Minister Employment Programme. The road at Kabrepir, part of the Beni Jomsom Korala section under the Kali Gandaki corridor that connects China and India, has been expanded and upgraded. This section, located at the border of Annapurna Rural Municipality in Meghdi and Thasang Rural Municipality in Mustang, was previously considered the most risky and narrow part of the route. The road in this area was only 3.5 meters wide. However, after implementing rock anchoring and constructing a retaining wall on the cliffside, the road has now been widened to 8 meters. With the addition of concrete paving and side barriers along the cliff edge, travel is now easier and safer for vehicles. President Ramchandra Powell has emphasized the need to raise the issue of climate justice at every international forum for countries like Nepal, which suffer the consequences of climate change despite not being a major contributor. Speaking at the inauguration of the 11th National Geological Conference organized by the Geological Society today, he stressed the importance of bringing this issue to global attention. Highlighting the conference's focus on mitigating climate change impacts, managing natural disasters and geological hazards, President Powell noted that these issues were now directly linked to daily human life. He pointed out that excessive industrialization, fossil fuel exploitation and carbon emissions from developed nations disproportionately affected developing countries like Nepal, which contribute minimally to global emissions. The president warned of rising global temperatures, noting that the Himalayan glaciers have shrunk by a third in the past three decades, with glacial lakes at risk of bursting. Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sherbahadur Dewa has stated that there is no issue among the parties in running the government. Speaking briefly to journalists at Dhangadi Airport today, Dewa clarified that the current ruling coalition would continue till the next election. In response to a question, former Prime Minister Dewa dismissed rumours regarding the reinstatement of the monarchy, stating there was no atmosphere for the restoration of monarchy and it was a false promise. Nepali Congress President Dewa and other party leaders arrived in Dhangadi today to attend the Nepali Congress's Sudhir Paschim Province level conference. Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Rawat has emphasized that judges must make decisions thoughtfully and in a way that upholds the dignity of the judiciary. Speaking at the inauguration of the Conference of the Women Judges 2081 on the occasion of International Day of Women Judges, Chief Justice Rawat stressed the importance of maintaining the country's integrity while honoring the role of female judges. Likewise, Chief Justice Rawat emphasized the critical importance of fairness fairness in justice, empowering women judges to excel in both their professional duties and personal responsibilities. The conference, attended by 50 women judges and 10 former chief justices, discussed skill development, inclusion, and gender equality in the judiciary. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. A senior U.S. State Department official said Ukraine is ready to move forward on talks for a ceasefire with Russia. This follows increased pressure from the U.S. President Donald Trump on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. According to the BBC, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz will meet Ukrainian officials in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. President Zelensky will also be in the country but is not expected to take part in formal talks. Tensions between President Trump and President Zelensky escalated after their recent White House meeting. The U.S. paused military aid to Ukraine, but President Trump suggested this might soon change. Ukraine has offered access to its rare earth minerals in exchange for security guarantees. The U.S. is pushing for a peace framework, but there is no sign of Russian concessions. North Korea launched multiple unidentified ballistic missiles today, South Korea's military confirmed, as Seoul and Washington kicked off their annual joint military exercise, Freedom Shield. According to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the missiles were launched from the Hwanghae province into the West Sea. Similarly, the AFP news agency reported that Pyongyang condemned the drills, calling them a provocative action and warning that they could lead to accidental conflict. The drills, which will run till 20th of March, involve live, virtual and field-based trainings. Tensions between the two Koreas are high, while with North Korea's missile launches violating United Nations sanctions. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the country is currently experiencing partial influence of westerly and local winds. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, the weather will remain mostly clear in lowland areas with partial cloudy weather in the high, hilly regions of Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces. Light snowfall is possible at a few places in the high mountainous and Himalayan regions, with light rain with thunder and lightning may occur in some parts of the hilly areas of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. The department advised caution as this weather condition could impact daily life, health and transportation. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. National Labour and Employment Conference starts in Kathmandu. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says private sector's role vital in creating employment opportunities within Nepal. Road section under Kali Gandaki corridor expanded and upgraded with the objective of being a land lake collecting China and India. And a senior U.S. State Department official says Ukraine is ready to move forward on talks for a ceasefire with Russia. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.